course, that is Shelley Gardlock having gone to be with the Lord this past Wednesday morning. All of you know Shelley. You know that she grew up here in this church. Her mom, Marilyn, is here this morning. I so admire her courage, and I so admire a church family where she feels like this is where she wants to be. This is where she wants to be in a hard, hard time. Greet her with warmness. Hug her. Don't look at her and think, I better not talk to her. She'll cry. She'll cry, whether you talk to her or not. But I want to share with you just a few brief details and let you know how you can pray. You know that Shelley was not feeling well Tuesday evening. There was a doctor on site. She had excellent care. A doctor from Belgium there in Burkina Faso, who the mission has been using for 10 years, a fine man. He examined her in the evening, and she was complaining of some chest pains and a little numbness in her hands. Evidently, this was nothing new. Marilyn shared that she had complained of such previously, but the doctor thought maybe this is a heartburn thing. He did some tests that he could do and gave her some meds for that. She was still in pain, woke up at 3 in the morning, but it was a little bit better. And then finally, when she woke up in the morning to go about her routine, she collapsed, and there in Lorinda's home. Lorinda would not let her go to her own home, but kept her there at her home at night so she could keep an eye on her. When she stopped breathing, they did CPR, and the doctor arrived. He did CPR as well, but she went to be with the Lord. Naturally, you can imagine how difficult this is for her family, for her church family, also for the missionaries there. This is difficult for everyone except for one person named Shelley Gardlock, because she said the night before she died, she said to Lorinda, oddly enough, she said, "Hey, if I don't make it, my insurance to get my body home, the card for that's in my top dresser drawer." What an odd thing to say. And then she also said, "You know, if I don't make it, at least I know where I'm going." And what an awesome thing to say. What an awesome testimony. I just got off the phone with her dad, Jack, who understandably is not here this morning. And Jack said to me, "I'm only mad at one person. That would be Shelley, because she took the jump on us and beat us to the punch. She's there before we are." And that's a good thing for Jack. I would struggle so much with this. I think all of us would, even to struggle with bitterness. And Jack said to me at one point, "I just hope I don't get bitter." And then a couple of days later, Jack said these words to me. He said, "I'm not going to get bitter because that does me no good. It leaves me with no hope, no hope of ever seeing her again if I allow myself to become bitter." What a blessing to see God working in Jack's heart that way. Marilyn has spoken to everyone from Lorinda yesterday to the president of the Christian and Missionary Alliance on Wednesday, to the field director there in Burkina on the telephone. When Steve Nielsen, or is it Nelson, Mary Ellen? Yeah. When Steve Nielsen got off of the phone with Marilyn and handed the cell phone back to me, he said, "Wow, what a woman of faith." And indeed, Marilyn has been just an inspiration to many of us. And yet, Marilyn, we don't look at that and say, "She's just fine and dandy." We know that you are suffering, and our hearts go out to you. And we are here for you in prayer. Please pray for Jack, for Marilyn, and for Gertie. Don't forget Grandma Gertie, as they are dealing with this loss. Pray also for Wendy. Wendy Lynn was best friends forever with Shelley. They were so close. And of course, Annie and the rest of the family was close as well. But pray for Wendy during this time. Pray also for those in Burkina, especially Lorinda. Lorinda said to me that night, in the middle of the morning when she called me, she said to me, "Steve," she said, "tell Jack and Marilyn they can call me and yell at me and physically beat me as hard as they want to, because I would understand that." When I got an email from her this morning, it was this morning I think she sent it, she said that she spoke to Marilyn on the phone, And they hugged and hugged and hugged over the phone. And Marilyn's nodding there. That was a wonderful experience. But Lorinda, of course, is, and the whole mission group there is really grieving. And it really, doesn't it just punch you in the stomach when you hear this? I would like to punch a hole in the wall, I felt like that night when I got that call. Pray also for the process of repatriation, that is bringing Shelley's body back. We're not bringing Shelley back. Do you understand that? She is gone to be with the Lord. We are bringing her body back because we honor her memory. And the family is going to have a private interment. They will bury her privately upon her arrival. And then we will have a service together as those who love her on Saturday, this coming Saturday at 11 a.m., December 15th, with a luncheon to follow. And it's really hard to guess how many people will be at that luncheon, but there is a sign-up sheet to bring food, if you would. And please sign up on that sign-up sheet. And if they have too many people signed up, they'll tell you, okay? But if you could, that makes Autumn and Karen and the rest of the kitchen committee, it makes their job so much easier if you take the initiative to sign up. And if you have a memory like mine and you're thinking, I got to remember to do that, but you know you won't, just go and do it in the middle of the sermon. You won't hurt my feelings. It's really a big help if you can do that. Pray regarding that memorial service. Shelley had a burden for forgotten people. As I learned more about her, even as a kid, she loved people that society might have cast aside. And I feel that many people who didn't know Jesus will be here for that service. And I believe, I think you would agree with me, that Shelley would want me to point them to Christ. And pray for your pastor as he prepares that it would be something glorifying to God, pleasing to the family, and evangelistic even to those who are here. I appreciate your prayers. Through this past week, I can, you know, people say I can just feel the prayers. Laurel and I can just feel the prayers. We are thankful for that. I have to say, I am so thankful for Laurel Shields and Jim Bell, who accompanied me to the Gardlock residence while it was yet dark in the morning. You have good people in your church. You have excellent leaders in your church. And so we can praise God for that. Finally, pray for us as a church family. Judy Kim said something quite beautiful. She said on Wednesday evening, we had a wonderful time together in prayer meeting Wednesday evening. And Judy Kim said that her grandkids, when they're going down the road, they'll see, you know, maybe a motorcycle. And the thing they'll say, we did this when we were kids, they'll say, I claim that. I claim that motorcycle. It's mine. Or they'll see, you know, maybe a big car, sports car, Corvette. They'll say, I claim that. That's mine. And Judy said, that's what we did with Shelley. As a church family, we claimed her. And she's ours. And that's why we hurt so. Pray for our church family during this time. I will tell you that emails have been pouring in from all over the world, literally. Emails from missionaries who have been here 10 years ago. Do you remember Mark Edwards? He was here years and years ago. Sent an email to say, Pastor Steve, I am praying for you as you work with this family, as well as praying for them. And also, I got an email just 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes ago. I checked the email here at the office. A church in New Jersey said that they were praying for Shelley. They saw it on the link from our website and wanted to know which one was her in the picture, so they could point that out to their church family so they knew, not praying for Shelley, praying for Shelley's family because they knew how much this must hurt. That's a church that doesn't know us from Adam. And people are praying for us all over the place. You belong to a wonderful, wonderful organization as you belong to the Christian and Missionary Alliance. So we will remember her this coming Saturday in prayer. Just a couple of more things, and then we're going to move to some other prayer requests. And you know what? I'll cover the announcements later in the service this morning. We'll do that. I have an email here from Lorinda Robinson, and it is addressed to you, the Kerwinsville Alliance Church family. Lorinda says, I wish to express to all of you my deepest sympathies for your loss. I know that Shelley was the daughter of Jack and Marilyn, but she was also the daughter/sister of all your hearts. and that your sense of loss at this time must be immense. Know that I am praying for all of you, as are other members of the Alliance Missionary and Church family here in Burkina Faso. Pastor Steve has told me how you rejoiced with Shelley in that she was doing what she wanted to do, where she knew God wanted her to be. I am sure that you have been able to find some comfort in knowing that, but it doesn't take away the pain for any of us. We will continue to pray for all of you and know that this coming week is going to be very difficult as well. May the God of all comfort be with you as you walk through these difficult days. Thank you for sharing Shelley with us. I know that God is going to use her life to impact eternity. That is signed by Lorinda Robinson, who was with her there in the field in Burkina Faso.